Sam Morris is a member of a tribe which has been urging state government to listen to concerns it has about a proposed open pit mine in the Pinoki Range. On the day the state assembly voted on the mine legislation, police escorted Morris out of the Capitol building and gave him a $263 ticket for drumming in the rotunda. Earlier this month, Morris's lawyer, Glenn Stoddard, wrote a letter to the Dane County District Attorney in hopes of getting the citation dismissed. He claims his client was using his drum for prayer, not as a means of protest, which is prohibited under new rules adopted after last year's Capitol protests. Stoddard says drumming is protected under the Constitution.
This was a matter of political speech under the First Amendment, but it was also religious expression by Sam Morris. The drumming by the Chippewa is a religious, spiritual exercise.
Morris initially pleaded not guilty to the charge, but this week the Dane County District Attorney's Office agreed to dismiss the citation. The DA did not return a call for comment. This particular case may be resolved, but the issue is not. Stoddard says he plans to file a federal lawsuit on Morris's behalf.
It's an important issue to all citizens in the state. The fact that the Capitol Police are violating the First Amendment is something that we feel should be challenged.
Lawmakers are continuing to work on the mining legislation, but a compromise remains elusive. There are not enough votes in the state Senate to pass the bill in its current form. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.